How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to Down the Rabbit Hole. Everyone is here. This might be the last podcast episode we do for the year for Down the Rabbit Hole, unless Chibi says so. But, hey, look.
I was talking about him. He said good.
What did we do? This episode, we're going to talk about our favorite anime of 2023. I'm going to extend that out to anime you just watched also in 2023, because it might have been your first time watching it. But I do want to kind of specify some of the newer things that we've watched as well. So, where did Brad go? Oh, he fixed it.
Sorry.
Holy crap, he fixed it. You had to fix it after I did the intro.
The one thing I didn't do was refresh the Discord.
Leave it to him.
Oh, my God. So,
I've been changing every setting that I could think of.
As it is Chibi's show, let's start with Chibi. What was your favorite anime of 2023?
I have two, if that's okay.
No, you can have as many as you want. Let's just discuss it. Yeah.
I primarily had two, so I will start with my, like, I guess the second one out of the two. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy Dr. Stone season 3. I would say I'm a decent Dr. Stone fan, but I kind of was let down with season 2. I thought it was really boring. So when season 3 came out, I was a little apprehensive, but when I actually watched, like, the first couple episodes, I was like, oh man, this is so good. Because I've read it pretty far, so, like, I knew it was going to happen. But seeing it animated was, I don't know, it was something entirely else.
Is the manga over with?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I was wondering.
Good.
Who are you?
Cup Dog has returned.
I think that's his only vocabulary.
When Brad is not, like, when he's off fucking, you know, he's on cam, he's usually, like, very well-behaved. He's just very creepy.
I know, I'm telling you, he sees Cup Dog, and he's like,
We had a comment on one of the last episode of Pixelated Thoughts, where they were like, yeah, man, he just sometimes would just, like, stare at the camera, like, menacingly. I was like, unfortunately, he wasn't zooming in up into his eye. I've been fucking awkward. So, Dr. Stone, I've watched only season 1. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I'll catch up. It's
you should.
It's really fun. It's a fun show.
You have to make sure it's season 1, 2, movie, then 3.
There's a movie?
The movie is important, yeah.
Brad, I'm going to fucking beat your ass.
I'm ignoring him.
All right.
Yeah, 1, 2, movie, 3.
So what was the other anime?
Frieren!
Yes!
It's so hard for me to pronounce. This is one that Ken actually kept telling me to fucking watch, and I eventually watched, and I was like, God, hot damn, it is so good. I really, because you know me, I really like more happy stuff. So I really surprisingly enjoyed the melancholy moments. Melancholy,
correct.
Melancholy moments. It's not something I usually like, but I liked the fact of the premise as well. Like, for those that don't know what it is, it's like we always see the hero's journey, but we never see what happens after. And this is, like, literally it takes place right where it ends.
Yeah.
Essentially, because our main character isn't an elf. So I really appreciated, I think, all of the real moments.
I think it's also a Western depiction of elves too, right? Like, Brad, you would agree with that? Like, the way, like, elves are depicted in, like, Lord of the Rings, where they're kind of,
yeah,
they're very, I think aloof is the word.
Very elvish.
Yeah, they're aloof. They're very
aloof. They don't pay any attention. They don't show any emotion.
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
It's weird. Cause most elves are, like, very, racist is not the word, but it's just like, the fact that they're elves, they're
like
better, like, they're better than others.
Oh, like, no, arrogant.
They're very superior. Yeah, they have this elite superiority.
But her character was just like, I'm an elf, and I'm like, that's a thing.
That's primarily, like, due to her backstory.
I just live a long time.
Yeah,
so.
The thing about, like, Frieren, the reason why I like it so much, I've read the manga, so I think it's like 100 chapters in, and then it's, like, right now one of the most popular anime out there, because, I mean, it's, like, what was that one anime, Chibi, where it's, like, incredibly sad and tragic? It's that one immortal character who, like, constantly jumps bodies. What's it called? Beyond to You or whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about? Where they had, like, no, he was like a
That's what I thought he was getting ready to say, too.
But it was like,
damn, she got her own anime.
He's that character who, like, he was like a dog at first. They ended up taking over a character who died. You know what I'm talking about?
To Your Eternity.
Yeah, To Your Eternity, yeah.
Fuck that.
So basically, like, it's the same kind of, like, melancholy premise, because, like, most anime, when they talk about, or most shows, rather, when they talk about, like, an immortal character, they're, like, the happiest, most go-lucky thing, and, like, and here in Frieren, it's, like, no, you know? Because, like, you get to see the impact of what happens, like, you know, because Himmel, the hero, constantly says, like, you know, you're, like, he wanted to leave statues and memories for Frieren to remember them, right? To show them that they lived and stuff like that.
Shit had me so sad.
Dude, it was, I mean, it's such a, it, okay. Also, Madhouse Entertainment, who animated the first season, dude, they're going to be best known for a lot of people, who they animated the first season of One Punch Man. They flex so fucking hard in Frieren. Like, just like rant, it's like subtle nuances. Like, there's a part where someone's like, I can't stop watching Stark, he's one of the warriors, put on his jacket. Because they kept, like, showing, like, how the animation, like, flowed from one arm to the other. And they showed how, like, the cloth, like, came over. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, yeah, they do flex on, like, just the normal stuff. And then when, like, the big fights happen, those are usually really spectacular. So, yeah. It's popular for a reason, you know. It's not as depressing as, like, as some of it is. Like,
yeah, like, that's why I say melancholy. Like, I definitely first episode sobbed. But it wasn't like To Your Eternity, where I was like, actually, like, this is awful.
Who is gonna die?
I was like, wow, first episode, I feel
I've already been ruined. And To Your Eternity, there's like a character dies every watch time. Which one?
It's so Tears sad. Of
Eternity? To Your Eternity is
like, To Your so Eternity.
It has, there's like four or five moments where I was like,
well, you guys know I like that emo shit.
You would definitely like it then. First episode broke me. I've never had something break me. Like, I sobbed.
Because it came off as happy at first, and then it just fucking hit you.
I think because it also, I'm not going to spoil it for Jack, but, like, I think it's also because it involved animals. But, like, I don't even know if that was necessarily it. It was, like, the idea was, like, so great. Like, it was fantastic.
It's very well written.
There's one animation. It's not an anime. That really threw me off. I know I'm going off the beaten path here, but bringing up that, you know, you think it's one thing, but it's not, was Invincible. The very first episode of Invincible. You think it's like this childish cartoon. Oh, and
you never read the comic. No.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No. I went in thinking like, oh, this would be cool to watch, superhero shit, blah, blah, blah. And then the last 5 minutes of the show had me fucked up.
Everything that Robert Kirkman does is graphic. Everything. Yeah. The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Graphic novels.
Watch the first episode, Tibby.
Watch the first one.
You should try.
Watch the first episode. I want to know your reaction to the end.
Brad,
it seems like a normal ass cartoon.
Sometimes. Some part of it, yeah.
Did you
watch Frieren? Did you watch any of it?
The first 8 episodes.
God damn.
I think I got through.
So you did it far.
I unfortunately, I just kind of zoned out on it. Now it started to get better, but like the first 4 episodes, I was just like, is something actually going to happen?
I think for me, I enjoyed it. I don't know. I really liked the idea of it. So like, even though there wasn't a lot going on, I think I liked the subtleness.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of
like, of like her learning these spells for her friends, and like it was never explicitly said, but like in those moments you saw it, like her I forget his name was eating like the sour grapes, like, you know, things like that. Like it was like
Himmel and Heiner and all that. Yeah. Like she just, she doesn't forget things anymore after he passed away.
Yeah.
Right. Brad, did you watch the was it the dragon fight and shit like that? Or like I love the fact that Aizen, he's like the little dwarf. Where he's like, he doesn't think he's strong. And like immediately in one of the episodes, he's like, because he's, I think he's like an older dwarf. He's like straight up bodying a fucking monster. I'm like, you don't think you can fight still? Like, I don't understand, bro. Like, what the fuck? And then you watch
Stark. And I'm like, who are you comparing yourself to?
And then you watch Stark fight and you're like, that dude is a straight up god. There's a scene.
Dude, it was insane.
Insane. I think it's like episode 9 or 10 where he's fighting this little, like one of the demons. And she's like really cocky. So pretty much her entire thing is I can, as long as I've seen it, I can imitate it. And so she's using the techniques from Aizen, so his master, and they're having this great fight. And he's like, in his head, he gets hit. He's like, man, you don't have the same weight as he did. He used to actually hit me. So he gets up and he like does a wide swing. So it brings like his stance. She hits him in the stomach with the axe. And he's like, oh, that's why I wasn't panicking. I thought we were going to kill each other. He's like, but you have no weight after your strikes at all. And he then cuts her in half. And I was like, that shit was fucking amazing. And the best part about it was that animation, when he said like lightning strike, it's like, I can't remember the same, like just how fast it went. And then it ended. And I was like, shit. Even Fern, when she was fighting old boy, like the demons, the demons in this like show, they're really arrogant and really cocky. And they're getting fucking just destroyed like every episode.
Dude, I loved the episode where it was like one of the first like big fights like with the demon that they had like put into stone. Yeah. And like I loved that scene where he does like the killing blow and then oh my god, I'm so bad with names.
Was
the,
it Fern?
The girl that was with
Yeah,
Fern was just like
she just blocks it.
Yeah, she's like, that was just a normal spell. And Fern's like
he's like, so what do you call that stuff? Like, we just call it normal offensive magic. I'm like, dude, that's disrespectful. I spent 1,000 years developing this killer move, and you're just like offensive
and
magic.
And you just cracked it in 80 years. And then she just went, fight, and then I was like, holy shit.
Well, like, I think
his final one-liner was pretty good. He's like, that's my move.
He did say like, that. I still think my favorite part in Frieren is where they meet Aura the guillotine, and her whole ability is that she's this demon. She's the former Demon King General, and she has like this, what do you call it? It's like the scales, and so pretty much she just weighs her mana against yours. And usually, because she's a demon, been alive for like 500, 600 years, she's more powerful. And she's going up against Frieren, and then Frieren's like, you know, she throws her mana out, and like whoever wins has to submit. So you have to do whatever the other person says. So she's like, you can't win against me. And then the whole episode is like showing you that the entire time Frieren has been masking her mana to kind of fool every demon so that she can kill him. And so she goes,
oh, so she's a cheater.
Yeah, she's a cheater. Exactly. That's what they say. Like, we're going to cheat to kill. That's what the master said. We're going to cheat to kill. This is how we're going to win. And so like, the Aura's like, what are you doing? She's like, well, like you thought, like I've been alive for over 1,000 years. Here's what I have. And like the entire screen shows her mana. And I was like, oh my God. And she turns to Aura. She goes, go kill yourself. And Aura brings up the sword to her throat and then chops her own head off. And I was like, that is the hardest shit I have ever seen in a show, bro. I got so amped. I was like, that is fucking brutal. Because everyone else is like struggling to understand how to fight demons. Like the humans in the world cannot compare. Right, but like Frieren has been doing this type of magic forever, so she's just like, this is normal to me. Like the barrier that they find in that town that they find themselves in where the demons are, that was set by her master like 1,000 years ago. So all these demons, they all think they're so powerful, and it's like they're all just so dumb. they just haven't developed. And I like the fact that like, at no point in time, because most shows they try to like show like demons can be good or bad, unless you watch Goblin Slayer, which listen, Goblin, you're fucking dead, buddy. You're dead.
And bad things will happen to you.
And in Frieren, it's the same thing. Like, she does not trust demons. Like, there's a scene where she's in the jail cell and this demon's talking all this shit. And he's like, well, looks like I'll just kill you now. So he like shoots like this wire around her throat, but she blocks it with her mana, and she gets lifted up, and she's like, Is this what you thought was going to kill me? And in one move, chops his hand off. And the dude panics because she chops her other hand off. And then she's like on top of him. And she's like, that's it? And then he's like, please, we can talk about this. He's like, nope. And blows his head off. And I was like, God damn.
That's mean.
I was like, dude, the show, like it's the perfect type of like dark, like high fantasy. I enjoyed it. I just love that show. It's just so well done. And I'm so glad Madhouse did it and not Mappa, who's been over fucking worked.
Yeah.
You know? Christ.
Dude, give him a break. So I'm assuming, Ken, that's your favorite anime of this year.
I have like three. I have Frieren. Oh, okay. I have Trigun Stampede. Then I have, I don't want to say, four then. I like Mashal too. I'm going to take one from Brad.
Dang it. Dude,
motherfucker.
Is Mashal considered this year? Oh, it really
they
is.
Said,
right?
Yeah. They said winter 2023. I think, or which 20, man. Yeah, it was like last year. It started last year, then finished this year.
I also vote Mashal. Yeah. That was so good.
Mashal and then Vinland Saga season 2, which I hate the people keep are like, oh, I don't like the, it was really funny because it turned everyone's mind. They're like, oh man, there's no fighting. There's no killing. What the fuck's going on? And everyone's like, yo, don't fuck with his farming, bro. Like, this man's trying to live his life.
I know. I heard so many people talk smack. And they're like, nah.
The very last episode, there was a monologue about like war and stuff like that, and it is so well written and so well done. And I was like, this is kind of weird to like see something like this, because there's rarely any humor in that show. Like it is incredibly serious at times, you know. So I was like, such a fucking good anime. And then I'll probably throw like a bow and say like I did like the ending of Attack on Titan. I thought it was really well done.
I heard a lot of people say that. I haven't seen it.
But okay. I don't like the way people still made, you know, Eren out to be like some fucking, what's the word for it? Some tragic hero. And I was like, no, he's...
Oh, because I was going to say, I'm sorry, if you're teen Eren, I don't trust you, bro.
Yeah, no, I was like, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
It ain't good.
Brad? Yeah, but I heard a lot of good things about the ending.
Tell me about the anime, man. What you got for me?
So my two were going to be Trigun Stampede and
Listen, I didn't talk about either of them, so you can talk about why you like them so much.
Well, because they're actually good, so that's why I enjoy them.
Good point. All right, he's done.
Thank you, Cup Dog, for usual.
This motherfucker, dude. Okay, hold on. So like we recorded a Final Fantasy 16 thing where I was like, look, we gotta fucking, I was like, Brad, we're gonna hold it under 30 fucking minutes. Because when we tried to do this before, when we were doing like a spoiler review for it, Brad talked for an hour and 20 fucking minutes about the game.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I had to send him a list. I'm like, this is what we're saying. This is where we're going. And this will lead us to 30 minutes. And he still had the opportunity. He still had a like almost legit chance to, he brought up D&D somehow. And like, it almost made like, I was like, well, please stop ranting.
stop talking. It was one tangent. Calm down.
He's like, I apologize for going on a tangent. Christ.
It was about all the gnomes being killed. So, you know, it's whatever.
No more from you. Jack, what were the anime you liked?
I have four I can think of that I really liked this year.
And it's anything you watch, too. I'll extend it.
No, I'm going with this year.
Okay.
Going with this year. Back the fuck off. Buddy Daddies. The Swordsmith Village season.
Uh-huh.
And Oshinoko. I'm not gonna count JJK because I haven't finished it yet. Oshinoko, yeah. I liked those four.
Wait.
JJK, but I'm not gonna, like I said, I'm not.
Oh,
gonna.
I thought you said, I started, was like, you did three.
Well, I said JJK, but I'm not gonna officially list that because I haven't finished watching it yet.
Oh, you can list
JJK.
You can list four, man.
JJK. Okay.
By the time, listen.
Season two.
By the time, I think we have like six episodes left. I think right. No, like four, maybe. Because they're about to be fucking done. Like we're about to be fucking.
Finally.
Once Christmas rolls around, you're gonna. That's it, baby.
Done.
Like it's gonna get even more real than it has been.
How many episodes are you in?
They just, I think I'm 6-7 in.
Oh, shit. You got a while.
Yeah, you got like 48 more episodes.
Huh?
I know. What?
Now, how many are there going to be?
I don't know.
There's 24 for the season. So they did, the first five, right? With the prequel. And then they have the rest of it.
No, I've done that, the prequel stuff.
That's
already.
What I'm saying. Like,
I'm talking about the...
you literally have, like, you know...
The Shibuya arc.
Yeah, the arc has,
like, I'm in that.
A few more episodes left. You see?
Yeah, I'm just waiting on the dubbed for the last two episodes.
Yeah. I thought those were Simu dub. Like, they just came up saying, because it's such a popular-ass show. Like,
yeah. You would think.
I mean, I'm cool with it. I thought like some of the stuff has really translated well, especially a lot of the fights. A lot of the fights are just fantastic. Mappa, you know, unfortunately they're overworked and getting the fucking crap beat out of them, but they've done amazing. Like, especially there's probably like, I want to say two or three episodes that like blew my fucking mind. Like,
yeah,
just
the in the timeline, themselves. Where is this compared to season one?
Wait, right after.
So right after.
Right after.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. JJK is continuous.
Yeah. Because isn't that Megumi, the guy who is like demonized. He was with his grandmother. That's not his name, is it?
Toji?
Is that his name?
Yeah, that's Toji. No, so Toji got killed. Let me explain. Toji got killed, and then mm-hmm. Granny is a curse technique user who's a serial killer.
Yeah.
The guy he calls his dude who's called his grandson is actually someone she kidnapped and then brainwashed. And basically think of him as like a vessel, like a blank slate. So when she was protecting him, when he was protecting her against Inu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's finally showing off his technique. And this is like my one criticism of like JJK, like that's pretty major, is that most characters in that show are pretty much your ability and nothing else. Like that's all your personality is, right?
Yeah.
Good.
So basically what she was doing the seance and trying to fucking like summon Toji, right?
Right.
And that was the problem, because summoning Toji is like, he's such a powerful fucking character that anything he does is like, he's a walking cataclysm. Because like the funny part is like, he has no cursed energy, no cursed technique. He is straight up just hands and fists, but he's at a superhuman level. The best, like that episode you watched with the granny, when he like flash stepped right to her, I was like, that's fucking metal, bro.
I got chills when that shit happened.
Because in the manga, they have a scene where he's like, oh, you meant, he's like, all sorcerers. Doesn't that mean you too? And he fucking just kills her and stuff. Yeah. But like, people have kind of brought up, like, I never noticed the criticisms of JJK until like I actually watched the show. Because like usually with the manga, you kind of forgive certain things, right? Because there's a lot of like exposition in certain panels. That's how like, you know, comic books are too. And there's like certain things where I'm like, you're just kind of jumping from one area to the other without like ever talking about what's happening. Like ever like accepting certain things.
Yeah, it was jumping a lot between scenes.
Yeah. I use this to describe, what's the second Transformers movie, right? I went to watch that when I was in Qatar on deployment. And I was like, man, I don't know what the fuck happened, bro, but there was so much shit blowing up, dude. I love that. And then I watched the movie again. I was like, why did I like this movie, dude? This shit is so shallow. That's kind of like JJK at times. Like, there's a lot of shallowness to it because you just jump. Yeah. So you don't have time. Like, when impactful things happen, you don't have time to absorb it, right? Because, and there's certain episodes where like something super impactful happens very early, and then like they jump straight into a fight. Yeah. And it's like for some people, like, let me mourn, you know what I mean? Goddamn. Like, give me half a scene or some shit, bro. It's like, goddamn. Like, for example, Chibi knows what's coming. But yeah, it's like, because even Demon Slayer does it right? Like, Demon Slayer has, like, major impactful moments usually happening, like, at the end of it, where mm-hmm. you're fucking like, holy shit, did old boy get stabbed? He got stabbed in the back, so he's dead, right? But he moved his heart around or some stupid shit.
Yeah. I even knew what was happening. I even knew what was happening, and I was like, is he gonna die?
You know what I mean? Like, you can sell it that way. Like, the one thing I love about what MAPPA has done is that they've taken, like, scenes where, you know, Gagey, the author, has created like some, like, you're thinking like, how is this gonna play out
I thought his name was Gege.
Is it Gege? I don't want to say it like that, because I don't
even G-E-G.
Yeah, G. But it's really funny because people are like, if you go like to the Reddit, they are trashing this dude all the time. But I think
he's super young too, which is a crazy thing. Yeah,
he's like early 30s, which, you know, it's at least not burning him out. But like, yeah, so a lot of people. I think the Shibuya, I've told people this, like, I think Shibuya, the arc itself, like, is where, like, he's at his best. Like, he actually created a pretty compelling, like, start to now. But, like, if you read the manga, you can tell, like, after he got past Shibuya, he was like, I don't know where to go. And he just starts doing random shit. And it's like, this is confusing.
Oh, really?
What's the point? Yeah, no, it gets pretty convoluted for no reason. And then he starts to go into, if you read the manga at all, like, just take a look at it. He talks so fucking much about, like, curse technique and shit like that. Like, how everything operates. You're like, dude, I don't need to be told every little fucking thing, man. Just let them fight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Goddamn, let me see it. So, happens a lot. That's good, though, Jack. I'm glad. What else did you watch this year that you liked? Like, what was something that was new to you?
Let me pull up my Crunchyroll.
I was gonna say, well, Jack, because you really liked Buddy Daddies, right?
Yeah, Buddy Daddies was really good.
That was new this year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was like early this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked, and I had to pull up their character names, but the dynamic between Kazuki, Rei, and Miri.
Yeah, Buddy Daddies was a surprisingly dark fucking show.
Yeah, I mean, it had its dark moments, but yeah, it had a nice balance of like dark with humor and sad, you know, not sad, but like emotional shit to throw in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that Miri was in there and you know, like the moment when they were watching Miri do her, it was almost like the Olympics for the school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they're cheering on. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's like an every slice of life show. They would have to have the school, yeah. the school rally.
Arc. It's so great. School arc.
Brad, I have to ask this question, man. Like, I apologize, to cut you off, Jack. You have anything else?
No, you're good. Yeah.
Brad, why did you like Trigun Stampede so much? Because you and I think we're the only two that watched it through, right? I think the rest of you guys didn't.
I did. Oh, you guys? I watched it through. Yeah.
What was the one thing you loved about Trigun Stampede?
It was so it. To begin with, the art style, I was very unsure about it, but then it, I don't know, something just clicked and I was like, man, this is probably the best thing that I've ever seen.
In terms of 3D CG, I have never seen anyone kind of make it that fluid. Like you, cause if you go on Netflix, I hate fucking shitting on them a lot. A lot of Netflix anime is like 3D. I don't know why it is, but it's not like great. Like there's an anime that's out called Blue Eyed Samurai. Really good, by the way. One of my favorites of the year, but it's like, it's CG is great at times, and then sometimes it's like really awkward and kind of stiff. And I didn't get that from Trigun Stampede at all. And the fact that it's a fucking prequel, like that was the part I was so happy about because I was like, I had theories in my head. I was like, you know what? They just got to Juno. They just got the Tower of Juno, the town of Juno, the city. And I was like, in the fucking manga, that blew up. Now they had the fight between Knives and him. I was like, oh my god, it felt like a Final Fantasy moment, didn't it, Brad?
Yeah, that was
that Vincent Valentine versus Sephiroth? Like, what the fuck is going on?
It's Vincent versus Genova.
No, that's right, yeah, no, 100%. Holy shit, dude, epic.
No, and it was just it, you know, Trigun Stampede was one of the first animes that I've like really watched, and it was goofy, right? And the newer one is still goofy, but it, much more serious. Like it was very much streamlined, obviously. Like the first 20 episodes of the OG one was just random adventures of
it was like the Bash, first 14, so. I think, right? And then they finally some reason you meet the Gung Ho Guns and you're like, so we're getting serious now? Like what happened to the funny shit? Like why is everyone dying around me? What the fuck's going on?
Another one to mention, it was it's technically 2022 instead of 2023, but Chainsaw Man.
I wanted to list that too, but I saw it was 2022.
If it's stuff you watched this year too, you guys didn't watch it last year or whatever.
That one was really cool.
Don't read the manga. You're going to get upset right now. There's some shit happening, bro. Goodness.
Are they actually going to put season 2 out? Because I've been hearing talks that they probably won't.
So here's the thing, right? Studio MAPPA has been under a lot of criticism recently for their work and how they manage their people. And they're working, like, I think 16-hour days. And there's an anime that came out called Zombie 100, right? Or Zom 100?
Yeah, it basically has the
and it talks about talks about black companies. Life. So black companies in Japan are real things. They're working 24 hours, essentially. They're pretty much sleeping at work, living at work, that type of stuff. And basically, that's essentially like how it is right now with MAPPA. So I don't know why people are constantly like utilizing them, knowing that I think like when I watched Hell's Paradise this year, which is one of my favorite manga, and the anime was okay because the animation, I felt like was a huge step down from the quality of the manga or what I expect from MAPPA. But I also know MAPPA's fucking overworked and they were pretty much, you know, they have to do One Punch Man season 3. And the thing is, like, if you watch One Punch Man season 2, the animation quality from 1 to 2 was like a drastic dip. It is bad. It looked like still frames at times compared to like that fluid motion that Madhouse is known for, you know? So basically, I think they have also have like 2 to 3 other things like set up, because they, I think they just announced the Culling Game arc, which is the new, which is the current arc of JJK. So it's kind of confusing to honestly, like, you know, watch MAPPA struggle, like watch JJK and be like, man, these animators are crazy, knowing that they're fucking in these like terrible ass work conditions and shit. Knowing that there are so many other developers who are great, like, it took, what did it take Bradford, Trug, and Stampy? I think we read like 5 years for them to make that anime, because the actual CG had to be like curated constantly over and over and over again before they got to that quality level. So I'm like, you have other studios, man. You have Cloverworks, you have fucking Bones, who do all the MHA stuff. You have, you know, you don't have to go to the same goddamn people. Like, they went, they literally had like Studio Wit, like, who I think did amazing work on Attack on Titan. No, and they, and I think it just came out that like when MAPPA did Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, they made it in like 4 months, like a full length film in 4 months, which is,
that's actually
fucking insane, dude.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was amazing, right? It's like, what the fuck are you people doing? And then like the Attack on Titan movie was fantastically animated, and now I want to know how long did it take you guys to work on that bitch, because, you know, we had like parts, what was it, 3-4 parts?
2 weeks.
Yeah. Some shit, man. like they, those guys are insane. So like, if I think that if they had more time and less work, like, bro, you could be like Bones. Like, Bones' biggest anime to date is My Hero Academia. Right? Before that was like Full Metal Alchemist. But they had stuff, but they like, their teams were like consistently like with their quality. You had Studio Wit, smaller team. They did Ranking of Kings, they did VV, they did all this other shit. Like, they're all high quality too. It's like, bro, like, you can kind of share the wealth. Like, maybe MAPPA's paying more. I don't know. Maybe when they're buying these properties, they're paying more. I can't tell you, but, you know, you are getting your money's worth for like what fucking JJK season 2 looks like. Like, holy shit, some of those fight scenes are movie quality level. It's just disappointing that you have to get pretty much beaten to death because of it, you know? It's unfortunate.
Good.
No, it's not. We do not share that fucking that sentiment, Brad. You need to calm the fuck down. All right. That's why, like, you know, this year I think was a great year for like existing anime and new anime. Oshinoko, fantastic, right? It's getting a season 2. I think that comes out. I think it's coming out next year. Demon Slayer, right? I think the Swordsmith Village arc was fantastic, but like, dude. And I love Ufotable, but like, dude, it clearly is getting overshadowed because it came out so early in the year. You know, I think if it came out just like, I feel like some of the bigger anime need to like reschedule to summer.
Yeah, like summer. Yeah, I'd say summer at the earliest. I agree.
Like, if you have newer stuff, if you have like new anime you want to push out, like, I think like beginning of the year.
I think spring is the way.
You know, spring. But like, the big continuations, I feel like if you put it out early, you're probably like, I don't really think Demon Slayer and JJK compete with each other, because Ufotable just, yeah, you know, they're fucking stupid also with their animation.
I completely forgot that it came out like this year, like, and I know it was good, you know, but I was just like, damn, it came out this year.
Yeah. And it come, mm-hmm. And then I think the Pillar Training arc comes out next year too. I think either that or it's a movie. I just want the fucking, honestly, I just want them to jump to the end, to the best part of that show. I know Hell's Paradise, yeah, might be like, MAPPA has like such a heavy schedule that they have like One Punch Man, Culling Game for JJK, they have Hell's Paradise season 2, they have like 2 other projects afterwards. I know that there's like a guy who, like, I think it's like one of the creators of like Psycho Pass, they're having their own new anime come out, original come out. I'm like, you know, Jesus, there's other fucking studios you can use.
Barely.
Yeah. I mean, other anime I think that was really good this year.
Nexon.
No, bro. Embracer Group. They can buy and then close the studio in the same fucking week or some shit. Jesus. I just feel like this year had so many really good independent ones. Some of them started out really good. Like
High Card.
Yeah.
And that was a letdown.
Completely faltered. Unfortunate, man. I really like, I was like, this is going to be a good
had
one.
Had so much potential. We even called it though. They were like, you were like, probably not gonna do well.
Well, I mean, like, my concern was, like, it a lot of Crunchyroll originals, sometimes they come out with their first episode being amazing. There was an anime a couple years ago where it literally showed, like, this this lady was trying to get revenge for them killing her family, and it was like this, she had like this blue flame with her, right? The first two episodes, fantastic. The rest of it was a fucking mess. And I was like, okay, this is where we're going. And so that's kind of the problem when, like, a lot of anime don't follow manga, is that, like, they just, you know, you're trying to tell a cohesive story. And sometimes a lot of anime, your characters are primarily what their abilities are, you know? So tread carefully. Or like, there's, like, a lot of logical inconsistencies with their villains and stuff like that. Like, why is the villain, like, I don't want to feel bad for the guy. Like, the guy's a fucking evil dude. He just decapitated some children. Like, why am I getting a backstory when he ate for supper or some shit, you know? It doesn't make any sense, dude. Like, in JJK, like, I don't give a shit about Kenjaku. I don't give a shit about Sukuna. Like, they're both really bad people. Like, let's just fight them, you know? It's a battle anime, you know? Your depth is going to, you know, vary. Same shit with, like, I think, like, the new Bleach that just came out, right? I think I told you this, Jack. I'm like, dude, I don't have to watch shit about Bleach. I'm not watching, what was it, cheap? Like, 1,000 episodes of Bleach with, like, 800 episodes of filler? Fuck that. Let me watch a recap and let me watch 1,000 Year War, because that shit is dope. That is an amazing fucking anime. So, yeah. There is one this year that I watched that I didn't watch last year. It's called Summertime Rendering. I think I told, who did I tell about that?
I feel like you told me that, but yeah. I can't remember.
So, I think I told you about that.
Sounds familiar.
So it's on Hulu.
I haven't heard of that
which
one.
Is weird. Summertime Rendering is fantastic. It's like a, yeah, it's like a time loop type anime where basically they're trying to fight this monster. So, like, the style of it looks, the way it starts is kind of like a slice of life anime until someone gets their head blown off. That's essentially how that shit works.
And then it becomes a slice of
a slice of a life anime. It's real good. I like that one. Put that up there for Brad's best quotes of 2023. Oh, shut the fuck up, Brad. Yeah, Summertime Rendering. I recommend you watch it. There's another anime I watched this year. It's exclusive to Hulu. I can't remember what it's called. Brad, is that a flame above your head?
It is.
I was going to say, is your light okay?
Are we going through a rave right now?
Time to put an epilepsy warning on our fucking Lord video.
But check, there's this anime on Hulu. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like the weirdest.
So is Hulu trying to be like Netflix now?
Dude, no. Hulu's anime, this is kind of weird. Is like,
is it in a Hulu original?
No, they just like license it through Hulu.
Oh,
okay. It was so funny because the poster shows Disney Plus on it, right? Because it's like Disney Plus everywhere else.
Yeah.
But it's like, this is a mature anime with like monsters, humans that are fucking like, we're pretty much bred to kill monsters and stuff like that. It's, I was like, this is amazing. This is the, it's like, why is this on fucking Hulu? No one has Hulu. Nobody has Hulu. Live sports. Chibi, is there any anime you watched this year that you haven't watched previously that you were like pretty hyped up about?
Odd Taxi.
Oh, that's right.
That was good. That was, I'm glad you made me watch that one.
Took a long time.
Shut up. It took a long time. That's me though. That's me. But it was one that I think about like once every week. You know, I don't know. Especially the ending. Yeah.
Otakao was the man.
It's the goat, bro.
I'm sad.
Yeah, I was a beaver.
I'm sad. It's a. I hate there's an alpaca that does fucking who was it? Capoeira. So.
Yeah.
Capoeira.
Capoeira, but yes.
Oh my god, calm down, Mr. Taekwondo. All right, why don't you go kick some boards for me? Hi-ya!
Hi-ya! I needed the soundboard. Hi-ya!
So you know what we didn't talk about yet, we didn't get into more detail with, was Brad's favorite show, Mashle.
True.
Brad, is Mashle your number mine. One is it your number one show this year?
Yeah, definitely, like most definitely.
It was really funny when I first
leg Hogwarts.
It was really funny when I tried it. I was like, Brad, you need to watch this. I think you like it. He's like, the first episode was okay. The second though, that shit was good. Yeah.
I died at the door scene. I was like, all right, like, we're liking this.
Yeah, episode one had moments, but this the second episode on was just so absurd.
When you're burying the vice principal.
Yeah.
I was like, is he burying him under the fucking, like, under the bricks and shit? Like, how did he create dirt somehow? Like, what is this man doing?
Oh my god, this shit was so funny.
It was well animated too, by the way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm hoping, I want to see how it does, because I know they're going to animate the entire season, the entire show, the entire manga. Because mm-hmm. It's a very
it's not
short,
that long, right? Yeah.
I was under 200 chapters, long. I think.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting part is, and I think I told Brad this, is that in the manga, the parts without Mashal were not interesting, in my opinion.
No, I think he told me that, because I was going to say, I didn't
they
know that.
Really lack, like, his presence. Which mm-hmm. tells you a lot about his character.
He's so fucking funny,
and
bro.
I will say
the cream
that,
puffs.
I will say that after reading the manga and like because it finished this year, mm-hmm. that ending was fucking hilarious. Like,
oh really?
He is such a great character in like so many stupid ways, and he's just like, all right, I'll see you. That's essentially just threw up the deuces and walked away.
Yeah, he becomes the Wizard King, and. Oh wait, it's the wrong show. I bet.
What was that? Oh yeah, you guys Black made Clover. Me watch Black Clover this year.
Oh, I forgot we did that.
Fucking ass. What was it? Jack's whole thing was like, well, Kenneth Ast is screaming all the time. Like, bro, I can't fucking do this, man. I asked Jack, like, does it stop? Does he stop?
Nope.
Screaming?
Bro, you just get used to it.
I just wanted one moment where he kind of just like had like the serious inner monologue, but like his inner monologues are screaming
just,
as well.
No, it's him just yelling the entire time.
I will say that the first time that he brings out the second sword, I think it's the Demon Breaker, the second one, and like during the battle, like the actual animation like breaks down, like the actual
art
style,
I love that.
Like starts to deteriorate.
It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. That's
like
pretty dope.
That was really cool.
They had that in the manga too, from what I saw, where they have like the it's like they just kind of break down the frames mm-hmm. of like the drawing, and I'm like, that's cool. And then they animate it. I was like, that's fucking amazing. I really like when they continue that type of stuff, you know, when it translates well, because there's an anime that's coming out next year it just got announced. It's called Dandadan, and I fucking love that manga. If you want to read
Dan to Dan.
A manga that is very close to comic book, but like with like the highest quality fucking panels that I've ever seen, that's that shit. It is absolutely amazing. I love it, dude. I'm so excited to watch this animated, because the studio that's animating it just animated the Scott Pilgrim animation that's on Netflix right
watch.
Now. Which, by the way, fucking fantastic, and
it's really good,
and we'll throw you for a loop, because it literally feels like it's gonna follow like the movie and the events.
I heard it
month.
Doesn't,
and it does not. It's so good.
I heard.
So good.
Yeah, it follows the video game.
Video game's really good too. Four player. Well, it's like six player co-op, I think, something like that. It's crazy. But yeah, Dan to Dan. Absolutely, 100%. Jack, what are you looking forward to next year? Is there any anime that you've like read on about, or are you just looking to see if like Chainsaw Man 2 gets released?
That is the Pillar arc going to be next year?
Should be. Yeah.
All right. That.
Well, I mean, because Ufotable has enough time, right? They have like a mm-hmm. whole year, and they don't. I don't think they animate anything else. I don't think they have any other shows.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but I think they're like a one studio team. Like, honestly, or one animation team.
Yeah. I'd watch Oshinoko if there's a second season.
There is a second season, yeah. Dude, that was like, for it to be on High Dive, by the way, which is fucking weird. Like,
does anything go to that?
I don't know, dude. High Dive gets like, it's usually like really obscure anime, slice of life type stuff, right?
Bro, fucking your boy Kong Ming is such a good one that's on
Fantastic, High Dive. By the way. That's like the one that's
so fucking funny.
I need
to finish it.
I watched that primarily because I was like, oh shit, it's on High Dive? I was like, let me get a free trial. And then I removed it. Get
funny.
The fuck out of here.
So funny.
Did we watch Bocchi the Rock? Did we talk about that, GB? Anyone? Brad would love that. That is actually.
I personally want to watch it. I've never seen it yet.
Never seen it.
It actually seems.
Well, I heard it's really.
We could talk about it like probably next year, early episode down the line. But I really want you to watch it.
Yeah.
It is
really good.
Like the way it talks about like social anxiety, the way it like portrays it is perfect. And it's also fucking hilarious about how like down on herself she is, like, even though she's like a super talented artist who tries like her YouTube career. That's how she pays for most of her shit. It's very good. But season, I know that the Pillar stuff, I think Ufotable is coming out with the next year. I know Ocean of Coast definitely. Like it's, I mean, I don't know how much effort you have to put into essentially like a, you know, you're not really animating too much specifically.
I'd be interested in seeing where the boy
Aqua
takes his revenge.
Yeah, I mean, like the recent manga shit is pretty fucking dark, pretty deep.
Yeah,
yeah. Like the shit those kids go through, man. The way that kid thinks is like Jesus.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
I love anime that like where it makes like these teenagers seem like they're like super geniuses. It's like, bro, where the fuck are these kids at, man? Why is that 3-year-old acting? Like, how is this possible? My 3-year-old's like fucking thrown up over herself. Like, what's going on? She's tripping over herself to walk, guys. And we cheer, right? Chibi, anything for you? Anything you're looking forward to next year?
Are they coming out with more Spy Family?
Well, I mean, they just started season 2, right? Like a couple weeks ago, right? Am I wrong? Like, do you not know season 2 is out right now? Do you not know season 2 is out right now?
Hey, Chibi, season 2 just came out a few weeks ago.
It's like, it literally started like a few weeks, like
4
weeks
ago. Yeah, anime.
Yeah.
Yeah, season 2 is fantastic, by the way. That's what I'm excited for. For Spy Family, they're actually, they're doing the vacation arc. Where we get to see,
All right, I'm binging it,
which
tomorrow.
Is fucking amazing. Yeah. By the way, no, it's like not the vacation you're thinking of. Like, it's really fucking funny. It's really good.
Yeah, no, I've read some of it.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's super good. I was like, Spy Versailles. I was like, season 2 is out right now. Like, it's literally they talk like it's on like Crunchyroll's like fucking front page.
I'm dying. Okay.
Oh,
sorry.
But season 3 is gonna come out next year though.
So. 100%.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for season 3. He's gonna come. Ken, what are you excited for?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Chainsaw Man season 2.
Yeah.
Woo. Dan.
Whoa. Have you watched it yet? Have you even watched it yet?
The only reason
you haven't even fucking watched it yet. We've been asking all year long for you to watch it.
I'll tell you why I'm like really interested in season 2, because like I told Jack something where I was like, I didn't think that the first like season of Chainsaw Man would cover that much ground. I really didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said that.
And then,
so you think they're gonna be a little bit slower on this one?
No, they're not, dude.
You think they're just gonna go ahead and finish it?
And I'm gonna tell you right now, like whatever you saw during like the build up for it, like how tragic like some parts of it in the first season were, it gets so much fucking worse in season 2. Yeah. And yeah. And then like he took a hiatus. So like a lot of people thought that was the end of Chainsaw Man, right? But then the creator took a hiatus. He's like, here's part 2 of Chainsaw Man. And like, it's fucking fantastic. It's actually, you know, something I didn't think about. A lot of readers didn't think about. And then, yeah, he nails it. So really good. Yeah. Like, the most recent manga, I think if you go on Reddit, you could just like look at the comments. Like people are fucking pissed about what happened. It's pretty dark. So yeah, Dan, Chainsaw Man season 2. Hell's Paradise season 2. Fuck, man. I want to see if MAPPA can, you know, please give them more time to make the goddamn thing. Like, holy shit, man. That was so disappointing when I was watching that. I was like, why is the animation so much worse than this?
And I was going to say, and the story is so good, too. It's such an original,
fucking fantastic
story.
Right?
Yeah. I really, really enjoyed it.
Very shocked.
I mean, the art wasn't that bad, but like for MAPPA, for what they're known to be.
Well, like, if you, like, there were certain parts where I felt like it just looked lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Or like good. Cut and paste type stuff, you know. I don't know if Trigun season 2 is coming out, Brad. Trigun Stampede season 2. I don't know. I think it's gonna be a couple years, honestly. But they did confirm that they were in the midst of making a second season. So I'm hoping
it'll probably still come out before GTA 6 comes out.
Incorrect, sir. That's 2025, and it's only going on console first. So
that's good. What they're saying.
Hey, well, here's the thing, Jack. Here's what they're also saying. It's probably true. Like, it's gonna skip PC at launch, so That's fucked up, man, because
that's their largest fan base right now.
No, because they get to resell it a year and a half later to PC.
That's true. Enhanced edition, or what they call it? Some shit like that, man. Like, we added more stuff. Dude, that trailer, by the way, for GTA 6, holy
fuck. It's nice. And I'm hearing they're trying to make it to where you can also travel between larger cities.
Like Vice, from Vice City to
San Andreas.
I heard the map's double the size.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's supposed to be like three major cities.
That's
like
crazy, dude.
Sites.
It's crazy. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's basically all...
I saw, the funniest fucking TikTok where they said GTA 6 got announced. Like, I gotta do everything I can to survive. This guy's like opening water, he's like sniffing it, like poison. Nah, it's okay.
Did you? There's a video out there where the Florida references in the trailer are just real life events.
They are all of them.
Yeah,
that was perfect.
Because Florida's the best.
Oof, no, it's not. Woot. No, it's not. You know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I'm just waiting to see what else, like, what other announcements they're going to make, because I think there's supposed to be, like, a whole, like, thing next week where, like, a bunch of anime gets announced, like, another, like, a Jump Festival or something like that, so we'll see. But, yeah. Brad, do you have anything you're looking forward to next year, or are you just going to, like, wait for us to tell you about it? Besides Mashal season 2, which I think is coming out next year.
Yeah, I just kind of peruse Crunchyroll.
AKA,
there's a few things I want to watch that have already came out. But,
oh, what's that? Give me some.
Reborn as a Vending Machine.
I watched the first episode. I was like, I can't do this. Goblin Slayer season 2. No, right?
That'll be interesting.
Right now.
No.
Shit.
Shangri-La Frontier. Looks really good.
I don't know what it is, man. I cannot watch Shield Hero. I watched the first season, liked it. Second season, I was like, oh god, fucking.
Yeah, good. I didn't really get into the second season, but I'm curious about how good the third season is. Sorry to cut you off, Brad. Actually, I'm glad to cut you off.
I got an emote for that.
There's an anime I do want everyone to watch. Also, it's called Undead Girl Murder Farce. I swear to God, that's the fucking name. Now listen, hear me out.
Undead Girl Murder Farts.
Farts. Farce.
Farce. Okay.
And the reason why I want you to watch is because it's essentially like, it takes like the like Victoria era like monsters, like fucking Frankenstein, vampires, all that stuff. And it like has like this mystery, like kind of like murder mystery to it. It is.
All right, where can I watch this?
Crunchyroll.
Oh, it doesn't have girl in it. It says Undead Murder Farce.
Oh, it's actually that one? The actual manga is like Undead Girl.
Oh.
Yeah. That one. It's like, one, the quality of the animation is fantastic, and the quality of the story is fantastic. So
on my list.
Yeah, put that on your list. It is very funny, too. And also, so let me know when you guys watch it, because there's a scene that people were watching, and we did not expect that level of violence. And we were like, because they made this character come up, like, seem like they were going to be a major part of the story moving forward, and then they got sliced into pieces.
Into they got ribbons. Asked a question.
And they very violent. Oh. And then they had their heart eaten. Oh. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? Yeah, it has like Lupin, Sherlock Holmes, all those characters in it. Very cool.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, very cool, dude. You love it. I always give you guys the good stuff.
The other one was Shangri-La Frontier.
That one's pretty good. That's like a really funny first episode. Where he kicks this, he like, the dude's dressed up like a luchador, and he fucking just drop kicks a girl in the face. And it's like, it's animated so well, too. It's so good. What else?
That's pretty much it. I once again, it's just perusing Crunchyroll, because I don't want to watch Furin, so.
Oh my god, you know you like it. Shut up. You know you like it, you little skank. He's a little skank.
Watch. I actually do want to like actually sit down and watch Jujutsu Kaisen.
It's a good one.
It was so. Dude, are you sure? Because when we made you watch fucking the first five episodes of the second season, you're like, okay. I was like, this was great.
It was something, all right.
There you go.
Sometimes I just pick what I want to watch based on the cover art.
Oh my god, I don't know if that's a good idea. Sometimes, man. That's how we got like, to watch that one fucking anime with the white bread ass protagonist. The one where the fuck where everyone else is more interesting than protagonist because he's like super overpowered.
Whatever
that one was called.
Oh, the one that I lit.
Yeah, and I was like, what a fucking asshat, dude.
Like Dead Mount Death Play.
That one's really good too.
See, I do base it off of some good
wrong
cover art. God damn it.
That's about it. I mean, I was just literally just scrolling through Crunchyroll and I was like, that looks funny.
It's good. All right. I think we don't have anything else to talk about, right? We're good?
Nope, not at all.
Perfect. I want to keep this, let's keep this a short episode. So next week for Pixelated Thoughts, unfortunately, so me and Brad are going to do Game of the Year stuff. And here's the reason why. Listen.
We got dropped, Chibi.
If I give you a list, stop.
Sorry, I'm late. That's what we're starting.
If I give you a list of fucking 2023 games and you can't name 10 of them you played.
So out of all of the nicknames that I gave everyone, I feel like yours was the most tame.
It was. Okay. 100%.
What was mine? Everybody else.
You didn't get one, Jack, because like we...
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're not that important.
He literally...
Is it because I cussed you out last time? You made me mad?
Yes. I left you out on purpose.
Oh, okay. That's fine. You know what?
Would you call Brandon?
I'm not saying that out loud. Because Brandon watches all our stuff. And he will get sad, or he'll get fucking really pissed at Brent.
But... I'll just text Brendan what I said directly to him.
So. It was bad.
What was your name, Ken?
Nothing. It was your guys' recordings with us.
Oh, so it was just us two?
Yeah.
That he named? Yeah. Bro.
And Chris.
What'd you call Chris?
I was left out of the naming?
Hold on. It's something that Jack, like, it's something that we called him during an episode. See, I knew Jack remembered. Yeah. It's something we called him during an episode, and Jack was like, that's fucking mean, dude.
We'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, I forgot. I remember it was mean.
All right. So, yeah. Next episode of Pixelate, that's going to be a Game of the Year award thing, and then after that, if Chibi wants to do another down the rabbit hole for the rest of the year, if she doesn't, then we'll just pick it up. Okay, you just tell me what you guys want to do, and we'll pick it up from there. All right, so This has been Pixelated Thoughts. Thank everyone for watching. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. Later, everybody.